Welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcasting tip, where I'll be sharing 30 tips on how coaches can begin to nurture listeners into leads while positioning themselves as a trusted authority with their very own podcast. Want to get leads and business from your podcast? You're in the right place. Hi, this is Anne-Marie and welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcast tip for coaches and consultants who want to launch a podcast to nurture listeners into leads, get clients and build their business with their podcast. This is tip number 26. Now, you've heard me say this before in this series and I'm going to say it again. There are no rules to podcasting other than the rules you set yourself. Now, you are the CEO of your business. You get to make the rules. And you get to break the rules too if you want to. If you find something didn't work as well as you'd hoped for, or because you just changed your mind about something, you get to make the rules. You get to break the rules and remake them, reshape them, whatever it is to suit your needs, your outcomes. You do that. For instance, when it comes to your podcast, if you don't have time to create an ongoing podcast, then don't create an ongoing podcast. Just like one of my clients who created an evergreen podcast series and now continues to leverage that in his content sharing and seed and lead strategy. Maybe with your podcast, you don't want to do a long podcast episode. Well, don't. Keep it to 5 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever length you believe suits your ideal client and fits in with how long you want to do that podcast episode for and the length that you want it to be. Remember, your podcast, your rules, you get to make them and you get to break them if it's not suiting your needs and if it's not delivering the outcome you want. Stop listening to people who tell you your podcast needs to be a certain length, that you need to publish it at a certain frequency or time, that you need sound effects and all the bells and whistles and the best microphone and yada, 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 yada. Remember, a podcast is a way that you can continue to build an audience of your ideal client. It allows you to continue to build know, like, and trust with your ideal client. And when your ideal client's ready to move forward, he or she will take the next step, which is something that I'll be speaking about more in upcoming tips. The only thing that I will encourage you to do is to make sure you're clear on your goals for what you want your podcast to help you achieve. And go back to tip 7 if you haven't already listened to it and go back and listen to it again. Because sometimes you hear things for the second and the third time and you hear things in a different, deeper way. And then what I want you to make sure to do is to set the rules that will support you in achieving the outcome along with the strategy that you want to roll out, because it best positions you to achieve the goals that you want and leveraging your podcast along the way. Your rules, you get to make them, you get to break them. I'll see you in the next tip. Do you feel like the world's best kept secret and thinking about starting a podcast to build your visibility and reach? Or maybe you've started a podcast, but you're just not generating the results you'd hoped for. Go ahead and access my profitable and purposeful podcasting masterclass, where I'll show you how, with the right strategy in place, you can begin to nurture listeners into leads from your very first episode. Go to www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead.